As Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon remains in critical condition, his government moved ahead with a significant decision. Under interim Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, the Israeli cabinet yesterday unanimously approved a plan to allow Palestinians to vote in Arab East Jerusalem. That move is expected to defuse a crisis that threatened to delay the election scheduled for January 25th. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Jerusalem.
During the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, Israel more than tripled its land size. But no piece of conquered ground was more important to Israel than East Jerusalem, site of Judaism's first temples. The liberation of the city, as Israelis saw it, united Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish state. Palestinians to this day see it as an illegal takeover of their sacred ground that is not recognized internationally. Presiding over a cabinet meeting yesterday, interim Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel would allow Palestinians to cast absentee ballots at 5 East Jerusalem post offices in elections just 9 days away. But Olmert said candidates from the militant Islamist group Hamas, whose charter calls for the destruction of Israel, can't appear on the ballot or campaign here.
In no case will Israel allow any Hamas candidates to enter into Jerusalem, and no election campaigning by them will be allowed. This position has been made very clear to all sides with no room for doubt.
Sunday's cabinet decree added that no Hamas signs or symbols would be permitted in Jerusalem, but questions about how Israel would technically strike Hamas from the ballot and whether voters would be barred from writing in a Hamas candidate were left unanswered. An Israeli foreign ministry spokesman told NPR those technical issues are still being worked out. A Hamas spokesman denounced the Israeli decision as, quote, Zionist blackmail. Mohammed el-Husseini, a Hamas candidate in the District of Jerusalem, says Israel doesn't have the right to dictate who people can vote for.
This is certainly undemocratic. All the Palestinian people should be allowed to exercise their fundamental right to vote in the election for whoever they like.
Israeli police quickly made good on threats to stop Hamas candidates. 3 were arrested right as they began to campaign near the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem's Old City. Israel and the West list Hamas as a terrorist group, and U.S. officials have warned Palestinians that Hamas gains could jeopardize millions in American aid. According to polls, Hamas is running strong against Fatah, the Palestinian Authority's ruling party. Fatah's grassroots support is weakened in the face of political corruption, infighting, and failure to impose law and order in the Gaza Strip since Israel's withdrawal last summer. At a candidates' forum in the city of Ram on the edge of Jerusalem, Fatah candidate Jihad Abu Zneid talks with about 24 voters over orange juice and tea. Hamas rallies, in contrast, often draw hundreds, if not thousands, more. Abu Zneid, a 38-year-old Fatah activist from the Shaafat refugee camp, calls the Israeli decision to bar Hamas candidates misguided.
They don't want us to be really strong and to be in our country. This is our country, this is our capital, because we believe without Jerusalem it will be in no state.
East Jerusalem holds just 9 of the 132 seats at stake in the January 25th vote for a new parliament known as the Palestinian Legislative Council. But voting issues here remain highly charged and wrapped in symbolism, as both sides claim the city as their capital. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.